Welcome back to the Black Is 10-Minute Break with yours truly, KC Layman. We have a roundtable discussion jumping off tonight. Tonight's guests are Toria Williams, the girl next door, Tash Mosley, talent manager and film producer, Mike Eagle, Kwabena Hafar, writer and filmmaker, Leisha Mack, and Dr. Wayne Bird. And tonight's topic is, are marriage and monogamy flying out the window? This question was prompted, you guys, because we have a contributor to the Black Is family, young 19-year-old Black woman, and she's starting to get into dating. And she wrote an article about monogamy. Why is it even necessary? She feels like it's a social construction and that people being together in pairs is not really natural. And it was an interesting conversation. Interesting article, rather, and it has sparked interesting conversations since then. And it made me think about a lot of the people who I have conversations with, a lot of my single friends, and some of the things that they're dealing with in regards to relationships and some of the challenges in hooking up and finding a monogamous relationship. And so in 2011, I just wonder, are people not getting married or being monogamous? I know when Chris and I got married, it seemed like we were the only couple that were doing it in our 20s. And now that we're in our 30s, we have a few more friends that have done it recently, but we still seem to be in the minority. So I want to know what you all think about that.
I don't think they are, that they go hand in hand. I think you can be in a marriage, and a marriage is basically an agreement, a pact that two people are going to live their lives together and support each other. And what that agreement is from individual marriage to marriage really differs. I think we have a standard concept that you need to be, hold on, monogamous.
Yes.
Thank you. But, you know, if you love somebody and that marriage works for you, then so be it. I will say, in being in a relationship, monogamy becomes more of a challenge. It's like discipline. The more you can do it, it's like, this is great. And it kind of grows and it gets deeper and deeper. The more you like realize, oh, wow, I can do this. And once you break that, especially without the other person knowing, if you hadn't communicated it beforehand, you can feel like you've cheated on something, like whether it be, you know, the discipline you have to run every day or something. So you can have that. But I don't think you need to be monogamous necessarily to have a marriage. Not everyone does, I should say.
Okay. Let me ask this question. Is there anybody at this table who is not interested, either is not married or really has no interest in marriage? Okay. I'm just wondering.
Well, I think that it's a very individual thing. Personally, I think there are some people that monogamy is not for them. And I wish that more people would realize that and not even get themselves into the situation where mm-hmm. someone else believes they will be monogamous. Mm-hmm. Because the more you know yourself, the better you are in a relationship, I think. And whether it's marriage or monogamy, just know what's for you, I guess.
Okay. I feel like I've always made that point. Like, people should be honest, and if you're not monogamous, just say it. But I wonder how often that would actually work out in your favor. You know, you dating somebody, like, you know, hey, I just want you to know, boo, I'm really not into monogamy, but I'm into you. What's up? Like, where is that gonna take the relationship?
I think there are more men that are saying that, though, actually. Mm. You're starting to meet men who are saying, you know, I'm not looking for a relationship. I'm not looking to be committed in a one-on-one. And I respect that because that gives me the decision to run as opposed to lying. You know, I can respect someone who is open, and I think you are starting to see more men say that. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of men don't because of the fear of, if I say this to this individual, she's not going to be with me. Because a lot of men that do say it on the reverse is like, well, at least I was honest. You know, you right. don't get to take me down because you were honest about wanting to take everybody down.
Right.
What about women who feel that way and don't say it either for fear of being judged as being loose or something? Do you have any thoughts on that, Toria?
I think it comes with women that are mature and older. I have friends that have been married and they're divorced now, and they say, hey, I'm just, you know, trying to do me. And they will say that. But I think that comes with maturity. That's the average girl is not just going to pop up and say that, you're right, because of fear of being called that.
But I also think for a girl that's not interested in monogamy, it's a lot easier to find a guy that's down to, like, hang out with her, date her anyway. You know, mm-hmm. like, most guys are gonna be like, oh, you're not interested in monogamy. well, I'm out of here. Like, there will be guys like that, but I'm just saying, as a woman, I think that's a way easier stance to take than a guy. Like, most girls, if they know there's no possibility of monogamy in the future, they're not going to get that invested in the guy. At least, I mean, I wouldn't, but so.
But then on the reverse, I think a lot of women say that because they don't want to chase the guy away for being honest and saying, I want a relationship.
Right.
So they'll say something like, oh, I'll, you know, whatever happens, happens. Fear of chasing the man away. Mm-hmm. When in actuality, they don't really believe that. But they say, I'll accept whatever. I'm not looking for a relationship. We can be friends.
See, I didn't get to read the article that the author wrote about it, but you mentioned that she brings up social construction, right? And I think what we're witnessing in the disparity between what men and women end up wanting is evidence of incongruency in what we've bought into in our social construction. So for men, a month, 2 months ago, I would have said that it's not in men's nature to be monogamous. I would have used that language, right? I would have blamed it on our nature. I would have been like, you know what, look, we are just not built to be with one woman. I would have said that and blamed it on biology, right? But the more I've been studying certain theories that talk about the difference between human nature and human behavior and whether or not any of it is human nature, any of what we kind of see as common traits, you know, contextually in our culture are human nature, some people are starting to argue that it's all human behavior. 100% of everything that we do is learned. So if you dropped off babies in some environment where, just imagine human beings could feed themselves at a young age. You dropped them off on some island. What would men and women grow up to look like and act like and be like, and what would be characteristic of their behavior? And I think that we might not find what we find now. So there's something about what we're inundated with that makes men desire to have multiple partners. And there's something about what we're inundated with that makes women think that monogamy is special and it makes you more worthwhile to be with one person. And because we have separate sociological inundations, we have a problem when it comes to marriage. And you see all these, you know, disastrous marriages. So 60-something percent now fall apart. We're coming to the table with inundations and socializations that betray us once we try to become a unit.
I think it would end up speaking to what we're inundated with, let's say, advertising-wise, where our the values that are espoused in advertising speak to a man's sexual prowess.
Right.
So from a young age, any man is exposed to that, or any boy growing into a man is exposed to that constantly. So as he grows and develops into a mature male, even if he wants to make the decision to do something monogamous, he still has to deal with all these other factors in society that are placing value on a man's sexual prowess or ability to be with many women.
Right.
And I swear, I think men and women don't look more attractive to the opposite sex until they're married or in some sort of committed relationship. And I actually had a man say to me, "You're married, huh?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You look so content." I knew it had to be something. I just had to come up to you and talk to you. And I'm like, that's so odd. And Wayne, something that you said stuck out for me. I don't think most women actually believe monogamy is something that makes them special. I just think we have been taught that that's what we're supposed to think. Mm-hmm. And that if we actually say how we feel, y'all wouldn't like it.
And I'll speak to something else earlier. I have a lot of female friends who told me that they've been in situations where they've tried to tell a guy that they want to just keep it sexual. They don't want it to evolve into something else. And they find that that makes the guy more interested in something romantic because then she seems unattainable in a way.
Mm-hmm. The chase.
Right. So you have to deal with that aspect too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think monogamy is dead. If it ever existed, I feel like we have this idea of a traditional marriage. But I think when you really, you know, really dissect it, there was always something going on that troubled the relationship or someone wanted something else that wasn't being expressed. So the whole idea of monogamy may be an illusion in some instances. So
what I think it speaks to is what's often not talked about is the pressures of an adult monogamous relationship in this day and age and maybe in all day and ages. But the pressure to be a financial partner, a family partner, sexual partner, a best friend and one person. Like, we never have those conversations on what it actually is going to mean for your physical, emotional, and spiritual health to try to share all of that with one person. So maybe if we can have the conversations, then we can make it more realistic. But just to go into it based on a conceptual idea of something that just, you know, that's not speaking to what the actual pitfalls are, I think that's what leads to a lot of the problem.
Also, I feel a lot of people who see a happy monogamous relationship
there's a part of them that makes them feel uncomfortable by it. And so maybe there's a part of them that wants to break it up. I mean, I think there's a lot of, like you said, images, there's a lot of advertising, there's a lot of things that really affect how we view our relationships, especially in the Black community. And I feel like it's really sad that we're bombarded by all these images that just don't allow that to exist in a realistic way.
Well, for some reason, y'all know I'm a heavy social networker. I got into a Twitch chat with a few people probably about a week or so ago. And it was myself and my married friend, Mr. CEO of Black Is, and we were having a conversation with a couple of our single female friends that we share in common. And they kept saying, you know, I like men, but I don't need a man. I don't need a man. I want one. I don't need one to complete me. And he and I kept going back and forth and saying, we both feel like we need our spouses, but it's not like we're incomplete without them. Like, you better not be incomplete coming into a marriage. You better know who you are if you're trying to link up with another person. But there's this idea that without a mate, you're incomplete and you need a mate to complete you. And it's created this mindset for a lot of people that if I never hook up with somebody, then I'll never be, you know, I'll never fully reach my human potential. And then that starts this whole attitude of, well, I don't need anybody. I just want somebody. And, you know, it's human nature to need people, period. And so that is, to me, something that's just, it needs to change. And I think if people talked openly about it, it could.
I don't know who made the comment in the Twitter conversation, but I hear that among Black women. I don't know if it was a woman who said it, but I hear that among Black women a lot. Like, I don't need a man. And it's a little, you know, disconcerting. And it makes you feel bad about, like, the direction of maybe the Black family unit, you know, Black folks in general. Because the concept of needing a man, I think, is being twisted in a certain way. Mm-hmm. I use the analogy, like, if you know what it's like to be needed, to have somebody rely on you, and the joy of being like, man, I met that responsibility. Women kind of get that feeling from being needed by their child if they have one, and just the sheer love and devotion. It becomes a devotional. By tending to the kid, you can understand what it's like to need a partner. Right. Right. You know, and I think people are taking need as if somehow, like you said, they're incomplete, and it's just a really bad way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just wondering, if this is the situation, if, as Quabina says, monogamy is dead, then what happens with marriage? Are people still going to get married? And what will marriage look like? And what will that mean for the Black family unit in the future? What do you guys think?
Maybe we need to have a conversation about some kind of evolved Black family unit. Maybe we all need to be one family and share children. And I don't, you know, maybe.
Nah, I hear what you're saying.
I don't want your kids,
I mean,
Michael.
You might not. You haven't met my child yet. All right? Don't be prejudiced about my baby. But I'm just saying, you know, we're in a land that's not ours, trying to deal with customs that aren't ours. And I think slowly over time, what we do is establish who we are in the context of this. And we don't know what a Black family looks like. We know what African families look like, but Black is still a new thing. You know, Africans in America is something that we're still figuring out every day. So who knows what it'll look like? And I think sometimes that we fight hard to maintain certain traditions that we've held on to. And I don't know why, but we hold on to things and we fight other things. And we have to kind of be open, I think, about where it is that we're going and be honest with ourselves. Like we've said in this conversation, like if you come into a relationship honest about what your desires are and who you are, you get a more fulfilled thing. So we need to start thinking about our future the same way, I think.
Yeah. Anybody else? Well, we thank you for joining us this evening. Make sure you tune in to the next Black Is 10-Minute Break. Peace.